The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Can you say Dragon Slayers? Can you say Beast Killer? Can you say Bo Ryan? Can you say Frank the Tank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, and the rest of the boys? Yeah, baby, that's all I can say. 38-1, that's special. But there's something real special about what's going on there in Wisconsin. Back-to-back Final Four appearances. Losing last year by one to Kentucky. This year, not a doubt, baby, not a doubt. Wisconsin looked darn good. Kentucky looked darn good, let's be honest. That was a great basketball game. But I truly think the better team won. Got my man Jeff Rich with me to rap about things in the world of sports, but obviously Final Four is going to be huge on our mind. Jeff, good morning, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, the Final Four is kind of the finish line. It's kind of an accomplishment for Tom Izzo, but not so much for John Calipari. Just not happy to be there.
Well, let's be honest. Michigan State did not belong in the Final Four, so Coach Izzo, great coaching job. I give him all the kudos in the world. Did not have the squad to do it, but you know what? They were there. Duke rolled them. It is what it is. And now we got Dukey V and we got Wisconsin in the final game on Monday night at 9:18. So we'll be right back, everybody. Just getting warmed up. A ton of things going on in the sports world. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It is Dorf on Sports. And this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Be right back.
Are you hoping to have the greenest, healthiest lawn on the block this spring? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about how you can get it that way right after this.
Can you use a little help from Danny and his crew to tackle your honeydew list? One lucky person will get just that. Danny and the gang will come to your place for a day to help you take care of those repairs that have been piling up. Enter now at todayshomeowner.com/winDanny. Brought to you by Today's Homeowner, Tite Bond, Leviton, and Brown. No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States 21 years of age or older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 3/22/15. For official rules and complete details, visit todayshomeowner.com/rules.
For many homeowners, a green, healthy lawn is a badge of honor that says more about them than the car parked in the driveway. But sometimes, before it can look good, it has to look bad. I'm talking about aeration. This process digs up cigar-sized plugs of soil from the lawn and scatters them on the surface. It isn't a pretty sight right after it's done, but the benefits are enormous. Eventually, those clumps of soil break down and the lawn looks normal again, but the holes that are left allow air, water, and nutrients to go deeper down into the soil. Plus, the extra space allows compacted soil to loosen up, which makes it easier for roots to dig in. Aeration in early spring, followed by fertilizer feeding, sets your lawn up for a healthy growing season. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-414-1051. That's 1-800-414-1051. 1-800-414-1051. Call now.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Got my man Jeff Rich. We're hanging out as we do each and every Sunday right here. You can join us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorf on Sports, and then follow us here at Sports Byline USA. So much going on in the sports world. In case you didn't know, Final Four action with those games on Saturday. Duke ruled Michigan State. Wasn't that surprising, to be honest with you. Michigan State overachieved, if you ask me. Tom Izzo overachieved, if you ask me. Dookie V, very, very good. Listen, I'm getting more and I'm believing more and more every day in that team, to be honest with you. Okafor is the real deal. But I do have a feeling that when you look at the way the Wisconsin Badgers play, and the ability that they have to bring those bigs out, Jeff, it makes such a big difference. And the ability for those guys to be able to shoot the three ball, whereas the other bigs from just about every other team can't do that. It makes a huge difference. And ultimately, to me, that was the difference with Kentucky and Wisconsin. The bigs able to go out there and shoot the rock from three-point line, and Kentucky's bigs didn't look to shoot the ball much past about 10 or 12 feet. So, huge difference maker there. Frank the Tank, inside, outside. Sam Decker, inside, outside. Makes a huge difference, yes or no, Jeff?
Well, both of them, inside, outside. And I thought that you can't underscore the play of Nigel Hayes in this tournament. The way that he helps out, the way that he gives Kaminsky some time to catch his wind. I think that Wisconsin's just a whole team. I didn't think that going into this tournament, but we've seen other players step up. We've seen Ray Jackson. We've seen Koenig, hit big shots. And Wisconsin pounds the glass. And I thought Kentucky saw a team that they had not seen so far in this 2014-2015 basketball season.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, Wisconsin just solid in every facet of the game. They don't foul much. They don't turn the ball over much, and they got guys that can create who are 7 feet tall off the dribble. That's special, let's be honest. That doesn't come around that often. And let's also talk a little bit about how special it is for Bo Ryan to get back to two Final Fours back-to-back. Now you're in the final game, something Wisconsin hasn't done since 1941. I'll tell you what, man, it's a pretty good feeling. I am obviously from the great state of Wisconsin. It's a great feeling, man. It really is. We watch year in and year out, and the Badgers are one of those teams that everybody talks about. Oh, they're good, but they lack athleticism and this and that and the other. But I'll tell you what, they're athletic. They're smart. They're fun to watch. They hit big shots. They're a great team. They're just a great team. And I'm not taking anything away from Kentucky. They were a great team, too. It's almost too bad, Jeff, that these two teams had to play in the semis. Would have been a fantastic final game. Now, I'm not saying that Duke and Wisconsin aren't going to be a great final game. It is going to be a great final game. But it's almost too bad that one of these teams had to lose in the semis.
Oh, I definitely agree. A lot of talent on that Kentucky team. The quiet storm for me from Kentucky, all year has been Trey Lyles. I know that he might have gotten away with something late in the game, but he was basically neutralized by Sam Decker on the defensive side of the floor for the Badgers. If I'm Bo Ryan, I'm a lot more proud about what happened on the defensive side of the floor. I thought they hit some big shots. I thought that they took some low percentage shots that went in, and that's how they ultimately pulled away in this game. And frankly, that's the formula to beat Kentucky is having a little bit of luck on your side. But if I'm Bo Ryan, the way that they played 5-on-5, 94 feet, and really didn't give Kentucky anything easy, especially after watching about 35 minutes of Duke scoring at will on Michigan State, it was good to see a Big Ten team step up in that, in the nightcap.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, look, Michigan State, a disappointment, but in the Final Four, but not of disappointment leading up to it. Again, all the credit in the world.
Credit Duke for the margin of victory in that one. Duke played a great game against Michigan State. They took away, Travis Trice. They made them shoot from outside, and when the shots weren't falling, Duke would capitalize on the other end. And that was the story of that game, and you got to play well. But, Michigan State, big-time overachiever to even reach that plateau of the Final Four.
Agree 100%. I mean, I really have nothing to add. That's the truth. That's what I've thought. And ultimately, again, credit goes to Duke for winning that basketball game. Played great. Played phenomenal. I mean, they got guys. Again, man, I think Wisconsin and Duke is going to be an awesome basketball game. I really do. I think it's going to be fantastic. You got again, two of the best coaches. You got two of the best teams in all of college basketball. I mean, again, I don't think you could ask for a better setting. I really don't. You know, it would have been cool if Kentucky was 39-0 and going into that final game. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's just as cool to see Wisconsin playing Duke. This is an opportunity that the Badgers don't really get very often. So I got to think that they are so ready, and obviously Duke is so ready as well. We're going to have ourselves one heck of a basketball game. Buckle up, because like you said a little while ago, it's coming to an end. And I don't know if you're like me. I just want more. So the good news is we leave college basketball, but we've got NBA basketball playoffs coming up right around the corner too. So, again, man, just great stuff. College basketball, you really can't make this stuff up. March Madness, it is exactly what it says. It's madness because you have to expect the unexpected when you're watching. Nobody really thought Wisconsin was going to win that game. Maybe they thought it was going to be tough, and maybe they thought they'd give them a good shot. But everybody thought Kentucky was winning that game, and I'll be honest. I had Kentucky in my bracket. However, like I said to you last week, this would be the time that I'd love to be wrong. And I am so happy I was wrong, because now my Wisconsin Badgers, a team that I've grown up watching and loving my whole life, has a shot to win a national title and bring that thing back to Madison. I'll just tell you what, man, I can't even imagine what it would be like in Madison if the Badgers are to win the national title, Jeff.
Oh, it'd be ecstatic. You know, it's funny because, how wild they went after the win over Purdue in the Elite Eight game back in 2000. So, Wisconsin, Madison's a fun town to begin with, a lot more so around Halloween, but I would say it's probably a lot more ecstatic around the time the Badgers win a national championship in basketball. But I wasn't around in 1941, so this is uncharted waters for me as an onlooker, looking towards the Midwest, looking towards Madison, Wisconsin, and looking towards a region of the country that's very proud after years of getting beat up in football. And quite frankly, other than Michigan State, there hasn't been much to speak of in basketball. So I think there's going to be a lot of people that aren't normally Badger fans. It's not just the anti-Duke sentiment, but it's a great story in Wisconsin, as you pointed out here on our first 20 minutes on the show.
Yeah, I mean, again, back-to-back, Final Fours, Bo Ryan and those guys. And you know what? I think, when we talked about this very early in college basketball season, I sort of said to you, look, Final Four or getting to that national title game, that's the make it or break it for this Wisconsin Badger team. When you did it last year and you bring back your same exact squad, I think you got to capitalize on those moments. And ultimately, man, you know what? You can fail too, but they really seem to capitalize on this moment, and they did not let it slip by. And they're living on a slogan that, you know what, you just got to believe in yourself and believe in what you're doing, believe in Bo Ryan, and believe in that system. And I'll tell you what, man, it's working. And they're sitting pretty nice waiting Monday night, Duke, Wisconsin, for a national title in 2015. Unbelievable stuff, man. Unbelievable stuff. You can't make it up. It's beautiful. It's awesome. And that's why we're here to talk about it. Stick around a little bit longer. Maybe on the other side or coming up here pretty quick, we'll have John Poulter, our professor of sports. So keep it close. It is Dorf on Sports. He's Jeff Rich. We'll be right back on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Alrighty, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports, right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. As always, Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen with me. Unbelievable what happened over the weekend. Saturday was a heck of a day. As the Wisconsin Badgers do the unthinkable. Knock down the Dragons. Knock down the beast. And Fred, you know, we haven't talked about this yet. How do you think those kids from Kentucky reacted and the John Calipari reacted after another good basketball game, but in this case, a loss instead of a victory? And obviously I'm alluding to what they did to Notre Dame. Notre Dame didn't like how they reacted after the game. You didn't like how they reacted after the game. How'd you like how they reacted after they lost?
Well, Calipari reacted fine. I saw the media conference. He answered the questions, and he was totally very considerate toward Wisconsin. As far as the Harrison twins not shaking hands, I think that's ridiculous. And as far as the fans in Kentucky burning things, that's insane, and they would never do it alone. But I perhaps, Andy, you may have missed what happened over the weekend, and I think everybody should know this. Coach of the Year was John Calipari.
Sure.
And Player of the Year was Frank Kaminsky. But Shooting Coach of the Year...
Steve Alford.
Steve Alford of UCLA. And I don't know if you guys missed the votes, but it was unanimous. And so I thought that was pretty spectacular, actually, for UCLA to have a shooting coach pretending to be a real coach. But anyways, Okafor's dad was very upset that he didn't get, and his uncle, too, didn't get more votes versus Kaminsky as far as Player of the Year. But usually... if I were voting, and I'm an AP, if I were an AP voter, I would give it to the senior over the freshman, just based on that, you know, if everything being equal. But it was really Okafor only got five votes, and Kaminsky just dominated as far as the balloting was concerned.
Look, I mean, let's take nothing away from Okafor, the kid's special. He's great, but there's things that Frank does that not too many 7-footers can do. Jeff and Fred. I mean, think about it. He can go inside. He can go outside. He can dribble the basketball. He can create his own shot.
Yeah.
I think at the end of the day, that's what separates him from, you know, the bigs that were at Kentucky, and that's what's going to separate him from Okafor on Monday night. Because truthfully, I've never seen the guy take a shot past the free throw line, and when you look at his free throw shooting, it's not very good. So I'll tell you what. Huge advantage goes to the Wisconsin Badgers with the ability for their bigs to take those other guys outside as well as inside. And when you have that double threat, actually they're like a triple, quadruple threat. They can pass, they can dribble, they can shoot from the outside, they can shoot from the inside. So they just have, in all honesty, they have the complete package. You know, some of these other guys have very good pieces, but they don't have the complete package like a Frank Kaminsky or a Sam Decker, for that matter, to be honest with you, Fred.
No, it's true. Wisconsin won. Listening to the broadcast, and actually I kept switching back between the three broadcasts, I think some very interesting points were made. And the points would be, I mean, one of the reasons Wisconsin won that game was the following. Kentucky plays a switching man-to-man defense. And maybe Calipari should have said, don't switch, go through the screens. Because every time they switched and a big Wisconsin guy was on a pretty big Kentucky guy, he could still drive on him. And
sure.
If you saw what happened, it was Decker or Kaminsky almost every single time. Not just two-point plays. Many times they were fouled, so it was like three-point plays. And at worst, they were fouled and they had two free throws. So maybe that's on Calipari a little bit for telling his club. I mean, I grew up playing basketball. I mean, it's not that hard to say, hey, we're not switching. You're going through the screen. And maybe you stop switching, because every time they switched, it seemed the big guy of Wisconsin took advantage.
Yeah, that help defense wasn't much of a help when you really think about it. And I was somewhat shocked that they didn't play more of a zone. You know, you put those bigger guys out up high, maybe play a 2-3 zone. Jeff, I don't know what you think, but I personally think that defensively, you know, Wisconsin was giving them fits all day. On the other hand, Kentucky had their moments where they were able to kind of bottle them up. And, you know, Sam Decker went quiet for a while here and there, but the Badgers were able to score when they needed to score. And I would have gone about it maybe by playing a 2-3, put two big guys out high, two big guys down low, and the smaller guy in the middle there. So, again, Jeff, what do you think? How do you think they played the defense that they should have? Well, I guess I don't know where Jeff is at this point, but Fred, you hit it. I mean, go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, you know what? You can't play zone against Wisconsin because they shoot too well. I would say arguably the biggest play of this tournament wasn't a shot, but an offensive rebound by Kaminsky. He dishes it out to the top of the key. They flip it out to the wing, and they hit that. You know, they double clutch for the three. That was the play of the game, and it doesn't happen without Kaminsky grabbing that offensive rebound. So I thought the way that Wisconsin battled with Kentucky on the glass. I mean, Kentucky only had 10 rebounds in the first half of that game. So I thought that was the story of the game, was just extending possessions, and you know, and the defense at the end of the game, you know, Kentucky had what, three straight shot clock violations? That's
yeah.
Like 105 seconds of not hitting the rim, and you're the greatest, you know, you're possibly one of the greatest teams in college basketball history. That's just crazy, and I think it's a testament to what Bo Ryan preaches with Wisconsin, is that they have to play on the defensive end of the floor. People call it boring. People call it boring when Virginia does it. But it's a fundamental of basketball, and it's a very necessary fundamental. And Wisconsin's in the championship game because they play that way.
Is it fair for me to say that Kentucky maybe was a little overrated? You know, and you know, I understand it's tough to win 37 games and have no losses, but when you look at their competition, for the most part, versus the competition that the Badgers had to go through, or think about it. They beat Arizona. They beat Kentucky. They beat Oregon, who they had to get through last year in the same, you know, very, very similar route. But my point is that Kentucky didn't play the type of teams all year long like Wisconsin played. You know, you can say what you want about Michigan State. I don't think they belonged in the Final Four, and it showed because Duke was able to manhandle them. However, there's something about Tom Izzo. There's something about that his March Madness success. So, you know, at the end of the day, two Big Ten teams in the Final Four. You know, we talk about how that's not a lot of – they don't get a lot of love in that part of the country about basketball and – at the end of the day, they're pretty darn good there in the Big Ten when you think about it. So, you know, it is what it is. You had four of the top coaches in basketball meeting in these. You have two of the top coaches meeting on Monday. You know, it's just – I don't think we could have asked for anything better when you really think about the Final Four. Yeah, the Duke-Michigan State was a letdown in the sense of it wasn't a close ball game like – Wisconsin and Kentucky, but we saw a very good Duke basketball team, and I don't want to take anything away from them either. I mean, look, they're very talented, and you know what? Maybe we should be talking a little bit about Krzyzewski, and if he gets five national titles, is he the best coach of all time, Fred?
Oh, I don't know. No, he's not the best coach of all time. I mean, first of all, I don't know how you make that case, but, I mean, I'm sorry. Phil Woolpert of USF, Pete Newell at Cal, John Wooden at UCLA.
Of course, John Wooden, of course.
But in this day,
five national titles, well, I don't think he'll get to 10, but five national titles in this day with the one-and-dones, there's something to be said about that too, yes or no?
Well, obviously he's one of the best coaches. Obviously, Bo Ryan is one of the best coaches. Obviously, Tom Izzo is one of the best coaches. You know, ratings-wise for CBS on Monday night would be higher if Kentucky were going for the perfect streak than Wisconsin and Duke will get because of that. So CBS, I'm not sure, very happy with the outcome. If you look, if you read over the weekend about the fans across America.
Yeah,
there are more Kentucky fans and Duke fans than Wisconsin fans. So Kentucky Duke would have been a bigger draw on CBS on Monday night at 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock in the East than Wisconsin and Duke will be. So from CBS's perspective, I think they'd rather have Kentucky have won on Saturday.
I gotta say, I mean, and I think Jeff said this to me earlier. Don't you think that because of look, a lot of people don't like Duke, you know, because of the Dukey V bias, the bias that he has for him and whatnot. But I can see, I'll be honest, I see a lot of red in the stands on Monday. I'm going to be honest with you. And I think those fans are going to come out of the woodwork, Fred. There'll be people from Indiana cheering on those Wisconsin Badgers just because it's Duke they're playing.
Well, maybe, but again, I'm going to show you, if you look at the map of the United States, again – Duke and Kentucky had a lot more fans pulling for them than Wisconsin or Michigan State. And again, let's just see what happens with the ratings, but I presume that Kentucky would have been the bigger draw.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Anyways, got to get to a break, so keep it close. Jeff Rich, Fred Wallen, Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports, and you're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back in just a few. Keep it close.
Kept on trying, buying time, not waiting on fate. Somehow got the feeling that I opened my eyes too late. I saw where you came from, I called out your name, but there's no answer. We lived on your doorstep, I made you my wife, but I don't need that. Lines on my face while I left, lest I cry.
Is the tub and shower surround in your bathroom in need of some help? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about a plan for a new one right after this.
Thankfully, spring is on the way. Warmer temperatures, trees blooming, and a whole new list of projects to tackle around the house. Whatever your springtime project, look to Titebond for the help you need to get it done. Titebond has everything from trusted wood glues to reliable sealants to an entire lineup of construction adhesives. So this spring, trust what the pros choose. Trust Titebond for glues, sealants, and adhesives. For more information, visit Titebond.com or see them on Facebook.
Creating a new tile tub surround is not as difficult as you might think, but there are some important points to consider. Instead of hanging the tile on the old existing drywall, you should replace it with cement backer board of equal thickness. Then all the seams between the pieces of backer board and the existing drywall should be taped with a fiberglass mesh tape and coated with thin-set adhesive to prevent cracking. Once that's dry, the seams again should be coated with a waterproof compound to keep all moisture out of the walls. When you start setting the tiles, remember to work from a level line. Don't just trust that the tub ledge is level. The wall tiles should also overlap the seam between backer board and drywall slightly so no one sees the transition. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
This is Bart Shore, and I want to invite you to visit InternetFM.com. This great site has online stations streaming rock music 24/7, hundreds of podcasts with on-demand music, sports, and talk programs. Also get daily features, music news, and useful links. Our radio stations have limited or no commercials at all. InternetFM.com. It's totally free. No sign-up required. If you love music, then InternetFM.com is for you. Also on Facebook at InternetFM.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Welcome back. It is Dorfman Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Fred Wallen with me. He's in Los Angeles, California. Jeff Rich practically in my backyard. We both are in Phoenix, Arizona. You could be anywhere. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. Hit us up on Twitter at @ByJeffRich or at Dorfman Sports. And then also follow us here at Sports Byline USA. You know, there's a ton of things going on in the sports world. We're really wrapped up in the Final Four and obviously what's going to happen Monday night. about 9:18 p.m. Eastern time, Wisconsin and Duke playing for the national title. Other things going on too, guys. You know, Steve Kerr, most victories as a first-year coach in the NBA. The playoff race is definitely heating up there. Major League Baseball getting started. Fred, I haven't even asked you. How excited are you? Major League Baseball. I know how much you love baseball. How excited are you?
I'm excited. Locally, I'm not quite as excited because the Dodgers, 72% of us are blacked out from the Dodger games. And also locally, I don't know your guys' opinion on this, but Jeff and Andy, please chime in. Listen, the arbiter ruled in favor of Josh Hamilton. I don't necessarily agree, but that's not the point. I don't think the Angels should have written that scathing letter note basically attacking Josh Hamilton. The bottom line is they don't want to pay him the rest of the money, obviously, or some of the rest of the money. It's probably like a buyout. But I just don't think you show that kind of lack of backing for one of your own. You tell me what you guys think. The arbiter ruled one way. If they disagreed, fine. They just shut up because he's one of theirs. You tell me what you think.
Jeff, go ahead.
The dissension in the ranks is just awful. You don't want to see that at ABC Shipping Company at a lumber yard, let alone with a professional franchise, to really just go as far as they have to disown one of their own players. I think we saw it a little bit with the Yankees and Alex Rodriguez, but no, you got to bite your tongue in that situation if you're the Angels brass. I know that there's problems with Hamilton. I know that they're not happy. I know that they thought with this confession of Hamilton, fessing up to relapsing and using cocaine, that they were off the hook for this money that they owed him because he's not playing for them. He wouldn't be playing for them even without this controversy. I think the Major League Baseball tried to make a statement, like John Poulter said earlier, that you want to encourage players with problems to come forward. But as far as the headache for the Angels, I thought they were completely inappropriate, though, everybody sees the writing on the wall with that relationship, and it's not going to end well, but completely inappropriate on the part of the Angels. I would think twice about signing there if I'm a free agent, seeing how they don't go to bat for their own.
Let me throw this at you guys now. Now that you're taking that stand, let me throw this at you. How many chances should an organization give a guy? We live in this society where we forgive, we forget, we give one, we give two, we give three, we give four, five chances to guys. When you show that you're incapable of handling the type of money, the type of fame, and everything that goes along with being a professional athlete, when should the organization cut their ties and wash their hands of a bad apple? When should they, Fred?
They shouldn't out loud. Yes, they should talk to the agent and talk to Hamilton. I just don't think you make it nationally, internationally known. I just don't think you write something like that. Obviously, they want out of the contract. They offered him, they made him an offer of $125 million over 5 years. Okay, they might have made a mistake. But the point is, I just don't think you embarrass a player. And I really think, as Jeff basically just said, I think you're embarrassing yourself. You're lowering yourself by letting other people and the rest of the world read what you are really feeling. I just think that's ridiculous. And they knew that Hamilton was a druggie. They knew that he's addicted to the stuff.
Yeah.
They took a chance, and it looks like it was a losing proposition. I don't think you embarrass yourself as well as Hamilton by writing that and letting other people read it. To me, the first thing I read, I said, are you kidding me? They can't be really saying it. This is a joke. Right? I honestly thought that somebody else was hacking into the Angels. You know what I'm trying to say? I thought it was a fake. But it's not. They actually wrote that, and everybody in the organization supported that. That's ridiculous. I mean, you just can't do that. And as Jeff just said, no matter where you're working, anyway, I went through the roof.
Look. The bottom line is this: is that they obviously want to cut their ties. We all know that. This is like we talked to John Poulter a little earlier. In a marriage, it's 50-50, or you would hope it's 50-50. This is definitely not a 50-50 proposition here. The bottom line is that he's an addict. And when you're an addict, you're always an addict. And that temptation is always going to be there. So John and maybe Jeff, I don't know, one of you guys has suggested, you know, maybe they have a chaperone and have some guy that hangs out with this guy 24/7 and they pay him to make sure that Josh Hamilton is acting appropriate.
They did for the last 2 years.
But my point
– somebody traveled with him.
Here's my point. The point is this. When you have to do something like that,
right?
Doesn't that tell you that sooner or later you're probably going to have an issue with this character?
Yep. Yeah. Sure.
So what I'm trying to say is you know, as much as the look, I want to blame who's to be blamed, and I think blame goes on everybody because the truth of the matter is you got to know that he's incapable of being able to be. I guess what we call normal, okay? And he has this temptation, and he has these urges, and he has these desires and these cravings, whatever the heck words I can keep coming up with, that he just can't fight. And is it fair for this guy to have somebody following him around 24/7? Is it fair to that person that if he doesn't wind up making sure that this guy doesn't mess up, that it all goes on him? I mean, so there's a lot of responsibility from the organization, from this other character, and then a lot of it, obviously, at the end of the day, is going to fall on Josh Hamilton.
Oh, yeah. But again, all I'm saying is, Angels probably made a mistake, unless all of a sudden he turns it around the last three seasons of the contract. Looks like they made a mistake. I just don't think you lower yourself to write something like that. And again, I thought it was – at first, I honestly thought it was somebody hacking into the Angel site. I don't think – because I didn't think anybody would write something like that and not think that the rest of us would go berserk. You just cannot not support one of your own. And they've shown lack of support, total lack of support, because they want out of the contract. They'd love the agent to call up and say, oh, give us half and let us out and see if somebody else will sign us. But they're not going to do that. Hamilton would be a fool to do that. And the agent is just not a fool. So, I mean, the point is, Hamilton is an addict. Hamilton will always be an addict. There's no question about it. I don't know a whole lot about drugs, but I've seen roommates when I was in college, and you can go nuts. There's no question about that. That's why I never touched this stuff. But the point is, the Angels lowered themselves. They really did. And so now we got two organizations here in Southern California. We got the Angels, who lowered themselves in this circumstance.
And the Dodgers. The
Dodgers, who took $8.35 billion over 25 years, made a deal with Time Warner, out-negotiated the stupid people at Time Warner, and now Time Warner cannot sell the product to any other provider in Southern California or Southern Nevada or anywhere. I mean, they cannot sell it to DirecTV. They cannot sell it to Dish. They cannot sell it to any of the other cable services in Southern California or Southern Nevada. The point is, so 72% of us are blacked out, unless technically you are more technically oriented than I am, because I have friends who can get it because they've worked on it on their iPhone. But 72% of us basically blacked out. And the bottom line is, so we got two organizations in Southern California who have shown themselves to but their true colors. And I'm very disappointed. And let me just say this. The first game I ever saw, I was 5 years of age. My dad was a Duke Snider fan. Duke Snider hit a home run. In front of me, as I do the show here in Southern California every Sunday with you, Andy, I'm looking at a picture of Duke Snider, who passed away February 27th, 4 years ago. These same fans, 5-year-olds, 8-year-olds, 9-year-olds, every Angel game's on TV.
Yeah.
They're going to become Angel fans. And
sure.
20 years from now, when attendance is not 3.5 million at Dodger Stadium and it's 3.5 million at Angel Stadium, the Dodgers may wake up. But of course, the guys in charge now probably out, and they have sold the club by that time, so they don't care. But just understand that kids watch TV, and kids watch, and they get their heroes from television. And the point is, every Angel game is televised, and we're going to get about 15 Dodger games televised, the national games on ESPN or Fox on the weekend, and that's it.
That's the first mistake all these kids are making, is making these guys their heroes in the first place. But that's a whole nother discussion. You know, look, I want to get this in here, too, before we get out of here. Steve Kerr and the job that he's done with the Golden State Warriors. I mean, I know they had a good team and everything, but 63 victories and counting here, very impressive. I, you know what, for a long time, I thought they were just going to be a good regular season team, guys. They've made me believers. I think it's Cleveland, and I think it's Golden State in the NBA Finals. And I don't think it's going to be easy, but that's what I think will wind up happening is Golden State does get through. How great of a job, how fantastic has Steve Kerr been? Jeff, you first, and then Fred.
Oh, that team's been incredible. And they weren't bad under Mark Jackson.
No, they weren't.
For Steve Kerr to come in there and just you know, not skip a beat, you know, just let the backcourt do what they do and just play complete basketball. I think that they're a very hot team right now. I think that they're going to be, you know, if they do make the finals, they're going to be a little more battle tested than whoever they play out of the East, perhaps a little fatigued or perhaps a little more experienced and richer for the experience. But, yeah, Golden State's playing great. Steve Kerr's done a heck of a job there. I don't think the ownership group there is a very good group of people, but they've got the right people running the basketball side of operations there in Oakland.
Yeah, no, look, I mean, again, I think Mark Jackson really left Steve Kerr in a great position to have success, and I think that was more about the management not getting along with Mark Jackson than anything. And you know what? I got to give Steph Curry a little credit too. The guy has really blossomed this year. An unbelievable basketball player, in my humble opinion. The number one guy that I would want to see in the NBA right now is Steph Curry. Fred, what can you say about Steph Curry and how well they've played this whole year and the job that Steve Kerr's done as well?
I'm shocked from the point of view that I didn't think he was a very good GM.
Yeah, me neither. I agree.
I thought he was a good broadcaster, but I don't think he was much of a GM. So I am surprised. But again, you know, you win more than 50 games with Mark Jackson, proving that the team had talent. And now you got the guards growing up, and you've got two of the best out-shooting guards who play together ever in the history of the game. And, you know, you got a pretty good start there. But the other side, and you made the point at the beginning of this conversation, was this team is a very good defensive club also. So barring an injury, you could be right, except for one thing. The Western Conference is much tougher than the East, so I still think Cleveland has a better shot of getting out of the East than the Warriors have of getting out of the West.
The one thing that really disappoints me is Andrew Bogut was okay, mediocre in Milwaukee, but for some reason in Golden State, he's really caught on, and they seem to be very good when he's on the basketball floor. I think he's the key for them to have success. Stay healthy, Andrew Bogut, and the Golden State Warriors may get to the National Basketball Association Finals. So we'll see how it all happens and how it all shakes out. But keep it close. One final segment here on today's program. Fred Wallen, Jeff Rich, Dorfman. We'll be right back to wrap this thing up here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
All righty, welcome back. Final segment today here on the program. Got to thank, as always, Fred Wallen for joining me, Jeff Rich, Scott making it all possible on the other side. Well, fellas, got to get your prediction from the game. It's 9:18 p.m. Wisconsin Badgers, Bo Ryan, back-to-back trips to the Final Four and a national title opportunity. Dookie V, Mike Krzyzewski, Okafor and those guys, man, I just got to think it's going to be a fantastic ball game, number one. But I think you know who I'm going to go with, so I'm going to let you guys start. Fred, you first. Who do you like and why?
You know, I just looked up here, and Duke basically is pick 'em. I thought Duke would be about a three-point favorite. I don't know. I think it's going to probably go down to the stretch. But the bottom line is, was Saturday the game for Wisconsin? Are they going to be capable of getting up as high as they were on Saturday on Monday? I think that would have to be the question. As you said, two great coaches, should be a great game. Fred, who always has an opinion on everything, has no opinion on this one. He'll sit back and watch. And I think it'll be a very close game, but I just have to question, and Jeff, you take it from here. I just think that maybe to Wisconsin, the championship game was Saturday.
You know, I thought the same with Ohio State after they beat Alabama, and I'm sure a lot of people thought it may happen with the U.S. hockey team in 1980 after they beat the Soviet Union. But there's something about finishing the job. I think that Wisconsin gets it done. I know that Duke's got a lot of good athletes, and I'm with you that it'll go down to the stretch. But I think that Wisconsin's going to man up. The way that they play defense in the last 5 minutes against Kentucky, they play that against Duke. Duke's not going to be able to score on them, and Wisconsin's going to finish the job.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of red. I think Wisconsin will be cutting down those nets, and I'll be really, really happy, obviously, if that will happen. But I'm looking for a great game, guys, and I'm looking for Frank the Tank and Sam Decker and their versatility to be the difference. So thanks as always, fellas. We'll catch up next week, and we'll be talking about who's the national title winner, and hopefully it's the Wisconsin Badgers. So for Fred, for Jeff, for everybody else, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Bye-bye. You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.